This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for December 7th. I'm Paul Plack. The Airline Pilots Association is welcoming the pilots of North American Airlines. The Miami-Dade Police Department's aviation unit Thursday took delivery of the second of four Eurocopter AS-350B3s it ordered. The department says its increasing role in port and homeland security is part of the reason. Gulfstream reports its big new G650 has successfully completed its first series of flight tests at altitudes to 9,500 feet and speeds to 240 knots. European regulators have certified Cirrus Aircraft's known ice protection system for flight into known icing. Gamma says now that the FAA has settled on a TSO for ADS-B, the federal government should provide funding for aircraft operators to equip for it. Teledyne Continental Motors wants to remind everyone its cylinder recall will be complete effective December 31st, meaning full warranty coverage on the cylinders under this recall will end on that date. The FAA is cracking down on an Arkansas charter operation. It says used unqualified pilots and had no air carrier certificate, among other offenses. The Northwest Florida Beaches International Airport is still under construction, but has received approval from the FAA and the Army Corps to lengthen its runway to 10,000 feet. The airport is still expecting to open in May. The Outpost, a tavern in Houston which has become a favorite of space buffs, will be closed soon. And a Florida pilot has proven that taking off in a Robinson R-22 isn't as hard as we thought. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks openly about the reasons his flight school has done well in 2009 and what it would take to duplicate his success elsewhere. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.